as you begin to understand and rediscover your ability to manifest anything that you desire, anything that you put your mind to, not simply because you have decided to manifest, but in fact, because it is your very nature to manifest. It is simply what we do as human beings. Everything is a product of our ability, our nature to materialize, to manifest. But one of the things that isn't often discussed and talked about when it comes to manifestation is your relationships. The relationships you have with other people greatly influence what it is that you are going to manifest, what it is that you're going to bring into fruition. So as you go through this process of understanding how it is you actually manifest as an individual, it is extremely important to also acknowledge the influence that other people have in you creating your own reality in your own universe, and how their influence can in fact shift or change or even direct the direction that you are going in the realization of you creating this universe, right? So you have to be mindful about your relationships with others, because it's easy to understand that in order to create particular things, you need other people to do it. You see, nothing happens in isolation when it comes to manifestation, but the power in manifestation is recognizing that you are the lead in this materialization of that which you have decided. And as long as you continue to be committed and focused on what it is you have decided and doing everything that it takes, then it will be created. But you need the assistance of others to do so. Now, who that person is will vary, because some people may not want to work with you for whatever reason. That isn't your problem to hold, right? That isn't your problem to deal with. As long as you continue to move forward, then there will always be somebody who is going to work with you and support you along your journey. You have to stay focused. And that's how the universe works in terms of the symphony, right? That is your universe working alongside or with somebody else's universe. As us as individuals are creating our own universe and creating our own reality and coming into understanding as to what it is we want to materialize as far as life, how do we want to design, or how do we want to paint this canvas, this art form, right, of manifestation to express our lives, we are constantly in and out of each other's lives to essentially support each other on this journey, whether we are aware of it or not. Now, as you go through your process and as you go through the path of making things so, and you are interacting and exchanging with others, you're going to interact with people who are going to support you. And they are in support of you, and many times because it also supports them to varying degrees. And so recognizing that this symphony that happens between you and other people are necessary for our own personal growth and development, just like it is on their own personal growth and development. We are all in some level supporting one another in this journey throughout life. Now, as you are mindful about this exchange and this connection with people, this ability to intertwine your destiny, your path with others, it's very important to be mindful about particular relationships, right? Relationships with close friends, relationships with families. And by far, the most important relationship is with your life partner, and deciding how you're going to engage, how you're going to develop these relationships. And so getting to the basic relationships of associates, being mindful that this individual can support you in you creating the thing that you have desired means that you also bring with you the gratitude and understanding as to the importance of who they are, and as to acknowledging and recognizing them, respecting them, and allowing them to basically be at a space where you can exchange with one another and it can be reciprocated, where they can give you something of value and you, of course, give them something back in a value. Now, when it comes to abundance and the mindset of prosperity, you always want to make sure you are giving more in value than you are getting. Because the more you give, the more you will actually receive in the long run. And you have to have faith in that understanding, because though you are giving to an individual, you are ultimately truly giving to the universe as a whole, which you are one with. So you are essentially giving to yourself. And this is how the whole karma and the whole, you know, do unto others as you would have do unto yourself. It is grounded in the reality that others are an extension of you, just like the universe is an extension to you. So when you give to others, it is because you are essentially giving to yourself by nature of the oneness of this universe and how things really work. So as you are developing and cultivating these relationships, you are always looking to utilize and have somebody support you with their talents, skills, and connections, but you are always giving value, right? Going way above and beyond to give them more value than they are giving you. And thus taking whatever they give you, receiving it, and then using it to propel you forward along your path. And eventually, though it seems like you have given more than you have received, it will ultimately propel you and increase in your momentum toward you creating that which you have decided to create for yourself. This is how you bridge the gap in understanding of manifestation and self-realization. The process of manifestation and understanding the importance of relationships, and that they are not necessarily you giving to an individual, but in fact, you giving to an extension of yourself. And this is how the energy is continuing to compound and grow. Okay. So then as you deal with close friends and relationships, the people you talk to often, the people you deal with regularly, see often, the people you hang out with, it is very important that the people you hang out with the most are in alignment with that which you are deciding to create. Because the people that you are around the most, you are constantly exchanging energy, vibration, thoughts, feelings, all of those things with those individuals. And if those individuals are not in alignment with your intention, then they can negatively influence your intention and what it is that you're creating. And when I say negative, I mean really take you off alignment, take you out of alignment with all of that which you are doing to align yourself properly with that you have decided to create. So you have to be mindful about those close relationships. And when those people, though you may love them and have a deep admiration for them, you have to recognize that if they are not in alignment with that which you are creating for yourself and your true self and your higher mind, and if they don't align with all of that, then you probably have to distance yourself from the relationship, not completely cut them out of your life, but you need to surround yourself with people who are in alignment and who are in support of what it is you are doing for yourself in your life. And now, as we get into the most important relationship, the most important decision one makes in life is who they decide to spend the rest of their lives with. And so when you consider and think about the importance of a life partner, whether it be a husband, a wife, you know, a spouse, a life mate, you want to be mindful about who you're choosing, because that individual has the most influence over the direction of your life besides you. And if you are not properly aligned with one another and what it is that you are creating, then it's definitely going to throw you off course. And it's definitely going to be a distraction. It's going to deter you from what it is you are creating. And if you are extremely focused and dialed into what it is you're creating, then that is going to create a divide between you and this life partner if they are not on the same path with you, if they're not there to support you. So it becomes a situation where you have to make a decision between the path you have chosen, the thing which you are deciding for yourself, and your partner. Okay? But the best case scenario is making sure you pick a partner that aligns with you, that aligns with your basic, you know, fundamentals, the things that you hold dear, right? Your ideas about finances, lifestyle, money, children, you know, just ultimately your way of life. You know, we often get in relationships simply based on love, but love is an emotion that tends to fluctuate. And without things like compatibility, then the love will not hold enough. It would not last. It would not keep that bond between you and your spouse or your partner intact. But when you are compatible with somebody and you see things similarly, even when you see things differently, you still respect one another. You still communicate one another. You still understand the concept and the importance of creating a win-win situation where you acknowledge that even though you may see things differently, you can come to an understanding, an agreement, right? Not so much compromising and giving up an aspect of yourself to accommodate them, or they compromising to accommodate you, but understanding that the universe is infinite. And there is always a situation where both people can have what they want. Now, as you come into, you know, developing this relationship, you have to acknowledge the importance that you have with each other along the paths of their life. Don't take it for granted the influence that you have over what they are doing in their life. And if you want to associate the importance of love with that relationship, acknowledge that to love them is to support them in everything that they do. You see, love is not restrictive. Love is freeing. Love is true and full acceptance. So when you love them, you want to support them in what they do, not stop them, not prevent them, not cause them to feel like they can't do it or that they have to move around you being an obstacle to get the thing that they want in life, right? Just like you wouldn't want your partner to be the obstacle that prevents you from getting the thing that you want. So you have to be mindful about your relationship. You have to be intentional about supporting your partner, and you have to make sure that you choose a partner that is intentional about supporting you and the decisions you make and along the path that you have chosen. Thank you so much. Feel free. Go to drabundant.com, download this free ebook, The Power Within, and also subscribe to my daily newsletter. Thank you so much, and continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.